Wait here.
Prophet reigned mean and ugly to a halt on the trail that he and Rose had been following from Corazon and swung down from the saddle. He left his double-barreled shotgun hanging from his saddle horn and shucked the Winchester 73 from its boot, then tramped off into the brush, weaving around clumps of buckbrush, sage, and mountain mahogany. He came to the lip of a shallow but steep-sided dry wash. A cow lay on the wash's gravelly bottom. A gray coyote had its head buried in the animal's rear, grinding its back feet into the gravel as it tugged and pulled. It waved its bushy gray tail like a flag. Suddenly, the coyote jerked its head out of the gaping cavity and looked at Prophet. Its face was a bizarre blood mask. The smell all around was like the smell of a filled privy pit. The beast's blood-caked nostrils expanded and contracted. Prophet wrinkled his own nose against the stench and lowered the Winchester, off-cocking the hammer. A second coyote could be seen weaving off through the brush toward a drab rise of hills, black against the darkening sky. The nearest coyote regarded Prophet a moment longer, then wheeled and slinked up the wash's far side and disappeared into a thick patch of tangled juniper and spindly leafless shrubs, likely to see what the rifle-wielding stranger would do. Remain and dine on the brown and black heifer that had likely been dead 3 or 4 days, or light a shuck.
It's all yours, amigo.
Prophet looked around, then let his glance slide northeastward where the powdery white ribbon of the main trail curled on up to the log cabin dug into the side of a low brown bluff about 200 yards beyond. A concerned scowl on his face, he walked back to the trail where Rose sat her claybank.
Coyotes?
Prophet nodded. Rose turned her head forward to study the dugout cabin.
Funny there be coyotes so close to the ranch yard.
Prophet agreed, though he didn't say anything. Keeping the Winchester in his hand, he stepped into the saddle and, feeling uneasy, booted the dun forward. They followed the trail over several gravelly knolls, spying no more cows either dead or alive, though dry gray pies as well as the close-cropped needle grass told Prophet there'd been a herd in here. Where were the rest of them now? This late in the year, Tallon, if he were any kind of stockman at all, would be keeping them close to home, and keeping the wolves away. As they approached the ranch's entrance portal, two peeled logs with another one nailed between them about 20 feet above the trail, with several sets of deer antlers adorning the crossbar as well as the Circle T brand, Prophet pulled back on the dun's reins. He held up his Winchester for Rose to stop as well. An Apache arrow jutted from the crossplank, from the dead center of the Circle T brand. Prophet looked toward the cabin and the shabby stone barn 100 feet beyond. Two dilapidated, partially charred corrals angled off both sides of the stone barn, both gates drawn wide and tumbleweeds blown up around them. The ground around both the barn and the front of the cabin was scorched black. The cabin's door gaped, the log frame around it also black, though it was hard to see anything clearly in the quickly fading light.
You best wait here.
Prophet galloped through the portal.
No!
He heard the clomps of the girl's horse behind him as he charged into the hard-packed yard and dismounted in front of the cabin. There was the smell of charred wood, and more arrows bristled from the door frame, as well as from the gray wooden frames of the two front windows. The ground revealed few tracks. Dust and rain had obliterated them. The Apaches had attacked the Circle T a good while ago, but still Prophet racked a shell into his Winchester's breech as he stepped through the open door. The fire had gutted the place, so it resembled little more than a burned trash heap. There was a small box range with charred pots on the floor around it. The heavy puncheon table angled down into a mound of gray ash, from which part of one leg still stood. Hides hung from two walls in tattered, burned ribbons. He turned as Rose ran up to the door, holding one hand to her bandaged, aching head.
Are they?
I don't think so.
Rose walked slowly into the cabin, looking around. Prophet knew what she was thinking. Had this been her home? Hard to tell now, but maybe something here, the layout of the place, would jog her memory.